Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, October 16th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Two city parks in Fresno now have fields to celebrate the world's second most popular sport. And here's a hint, we are not talking about soccer, football, or baseball.
The explosion of cricket that's about to happen here in the Central Valley is going to be amazing, and it's going to be something amazing to watch.
What public cricket pitches mean to the local community. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The issue of placing the Ten Commandments in schools has resurfaced in Kern County. A conservative group known as Liberty Council presented the idea at the Kern County Superintendent of Schools board meeting this week. TV station KERO reports that school board officials are reviewing potential policies to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, but it would likely apply to only a limited number of schools and students. Critics say the move would violate the separation of church and state. The Federal Transportation Department says it will withhold $40 million from California over English language requirements for truckers. Specifically, the department argues the state is not enforcing language rules for the drivers. This has been a sticking point of the Trump administration, which has raised an issue about truckers not speaking English. It follows a deadly truck crash in Florida, where a foreign-born trucker made an illegal U-turn. That driver was issued a license in California. Officials are warning that people who rely on California's largest food program will likely be affected next month if the federal shutdown continues. LAist reporter Nick Gerda has more.
Well over a million people in LA County get monthly food benefits from CalFresh. It provides debit cards to low-income people that can be used at many grocery stores. CalFresh supports another million people across Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. If Congress doesn't strike a deal by the end of this week to extend funding, LA County officials say they plan to encourage CalFresh recipients to prepare to turn to food banks and other places.
That was Nick Gerda with our news partner, LAist. Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a bill allowing a new gasoline blend, E15, into California. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
California uses a 10% ethanol gasoline blend. The new law allows for the immediate sale of a 15% ethanol gasoline blend while the California Air Resources Board completes its own study to assess impacts it may have on human health or the environment. Lindsay Buckley is a spokesperson for the California Air Resources Board. She says some research shows the new blend could potentially reduce prices at the pump.
That said, it also requires retailers and suppliers to upgrade infrastructure, and so it's unclear how much of that cost would be passed along to consumers and how much they'll be saving at the end of the day. But there is potential for this new blend to bring cost savings to consumers.
Buckley says the fuel can't be used in some vehicles, like motorcycles and some heavy-duty engines. She says residents should consult the US EPA's website to learn more about what's compatible. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
Colleges and universities in the San Joaquin Valley are bracing for big budget cuts after the Trump administration cut discretionary funding for minority-serving institutions. It's part of a goal to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the federal level. Our news partner, the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, reports roughly $1 million is on the line for Merced College and $1.2 million at CSU Bakersfield. An additional $2 to $3 million are at risk at colleges in the State Center Community College District, which includes Fresno City College. And finally, we are celebrating a special birthday here at the KVPR studios. KVPR just wrapped up its 47th year on air. KVPR went live for the first time on October 15th, 1978. We thank you for being loyal listeners, and we want to extend a special warm greeting to the station's early founders, Vaughn Johnson, Jan Van Osten, and Richard Mays.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from Body 20 in Fresno's Fig Garden Village, offering full-body electromuscle stimulation training sessions. It's a high-tech, time-efficient way to help preserve and rebuild lean muscle. Each 20-minute one-on-one session is guided by a certified coach using FDA-cleared technology. Body 20 accepts health savings account cards. More information available by searching the Fig Garden location at body20.com.
And now to our main story. When you drive or walk past a public park, one of the sounds you'll likely hear is the thwack of a bat before seeing a ball flying through the air. But at some parks in Fresno, these aren't due to that all-American sport you may be thinking of. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez visited one of these parks where he met the people who are keeping alive the sport of cricket thousands of miles from home.
When Jashpal Singh Sidhu moved to Fresno a year ago, he hardly knew anyone. So, to find community, he looked for a club to play his favorite sport. Only, there wasn't much here.
When I was new here, I'm trying to find people who play cricket.
Cricket, that's a sport that involves a ball and a bat, but also wickets instead of bases, and a pitch instead of a diamond. Sidhu is from Punjab in India. There, he played in a national cricket league. He came to the US to potentially become a national cricket player here. And after a few months of searching, he finally found the Fresno Cricket Club Facebook page. And bingo.
So I text them and they ask me, you can come tomorrow and join us.
The Fresno Cricket Club started in 2007. Around 100 members traveled up and down the state for competitions. Baldo Burke is a club president and co-founder. He calls cricket a gentleman's sport.
That's the word that comes across because there's no contact. Literally, you're having this aggressive match, but without ever physically being in contact with anybody.
The sport may not be well known here, but elsewhere, tens of thousands of fans will line up for games that sometimes last days, especially in India, Pakistan, and Australia.
So mostly played in countries where British ruled, but it is, if you look at the numbers, it's the second most popular sport in the world after soccer.
For him and many others, cricket isn't just a sport. It's a passion, practically a religion. But for years, the Fresno club didn't have a dedicated space. They played at schools and in backyards. Recently, however, that changed. Fresno added cricket pitches in two parks, in West Fresno and downtown. Another pitch is in development, and Burke is delighted.
The explosion of cricket that's about to happen here in the Central Valley is going to be amazing, and it's going to be something amazing to watch.
Aaron Aguirre is watching it. He leads Fresno's Parks and Recreation Department and oversaw these new pitches. He grew up playing baseball and had to learn how cricket works, like the pitch.
It's 66 feet in length by 10 feet wide.
And instead of a pitcher,
you have what's called a bowler who's throwing the ball to the batter. And then at that point, you have 11 fielders out on the field trying to essentially make an out, catch the ball, and get it into the bowler.
Aguirre says the city built these pitches because cricket players had been asking for years. They show up for city council meetings and parks meetings. These pitches took 3 years to build, and it cost $300,000 from the Measure P sales tax. Now, he says the parks are more inclusive.
We are welcoming to all cultures here in the city of Fresno. We're a diverse community. We have different needs. We want to make sure, we're giving spaces to our community that they can go and enjoy the park just like everybody else.
That includes Iqbal Buller. He's a member of the Fresno Cricket Club, and he says before, his son was taking cricket classes at a park without a pitch.
Now we can practice with each other. He's little, just 8 years old, but he loves the sport. It came natural to him.
Baldo Burke says anyone is welcome.
There's picnic areas here. There's a barbecue area here. So really, I would encourage people to just come and watch, and it's such a relaxing atmosphere.
And who knows? Perhaps the next national cricket champion will rise up from Fresno. For KVPR News, I am Israel Cardona Hernandez.
And Israel joins me now to discuss his reporting a little more. Hey, Israel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so to start, I would love to know where exactly in Fresno the existing cricket pitches are that you mentioned in your report, but also where's the one that is in development going to be?
Yeah, so both of them are here in Fresno. One is a neighborhood park that is called Jaswong Singh Kolra Neighborhood Park. That one is located between Clinton and Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that is currently building here in Fresno is in the southeast part of Fresno, which is going to be called Southeast Fresno Sports Complex. And right currently, they're in phase one. So they're basically going to start, they have the initiative of having a cricket pitch over there, and it's going to start building in phase two.
Okay, so the last person you spoke with in your story, Iqbal Buller, said his son is actually taking cricket lessons. So I'm curious if there are other families who want to get their kids involved in learning cricket, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so they can go directly to the Parks website. If you go to Google and you Google Parks Fresno, you can get the website. And over there, you can have all the camps that are currently offering, or you can go to the Instagram page that Fresno Cricket Club is offering, or as well in the Parks Fresno Instagram page.
Okay, like the City of Fresno Parks
Yes.
Department. Okay. So most of what you covered is really only in Fresno. Are there any other communities in the Valley where people can play cricket right now?
Well, that's one of the most interesting things because right now here in the Valley, we're the only ones that are offering cricket pitches. So if you go to Google and you go to Google Maps and you type in like cricket pitches, the only ones that are like showing up are the ones that are in LA or San Francisco. So
wow.
Right here in Fresno are the only ones that are, and those are the ones that are just one scene, Colorado Neighborhood Park and the Fresno Regional Complex.
Okay, so Fresno's really the only place in the San Joaquin
Yes.
Valley. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, based on the people you spoke with for your story and the expansion of the cricket pitches here in Fresno, do you think that there's a chance that this sport could expand even more? I mean, it certainly seems like there's an appetite for it.
Yeah, totally. The people who wanted to build these pitches, clearly they love the sport, and that kind of passion really spreads, to be honest. And once a few people like start playing, others get curious and want to join it too. And it's awesome to see how cricket is growing here in the Valley because, well, sports, like, this bring a lot of community, this brings a lot of diversity, and that's one of the things that is very beautiful about the Central Valley. We have a lot of diversity. One of the things that one of the city leaders was saying is that we are the ninth most diverse city in the nation. So that brings a lot of energy to the community. And, well, it's a great way to have fun and make new friends as well.
Yeah, and stay connected. KVPR reporter Israel Cardona Hernandez, thank you for this reporting.
No, thank you.
And that is today's show. If you have feedback or a story idea for Central Valley Daily, don't be afraid to reach out. You can email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by Israel Cardona Hernandez, Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.